Right. So how do we do the cloning experiment with toads, and why do we do it with toads? Well, of course, the reason is that toads and frogs have the largest eggs, well, some of the largest eggs in the mammalian world, right? And not only that, but as you know, they fertilise those eggs out in open water, right? And they just float around, don't they? Okay, what we call in English frog spawn or toad spawn, okay, happens every spring. You find it floating in your pond if you're not careful. And from it will grow toads and frogs. Well, this is a picture of an individual frog egg, okay? And so they're easily manipulatable, right? We can pick them up with tweezers easily enough, and you can see them. They're about that size, okay? So they're easy to manipulate. And what these experiments basically did was to take some cells, okay, and in fact, in this particular experiment, they took them from the padded foot of the frog, okay, and then they grew them in culture, and then they took these individual cells, okay, and they sucked them into a little pipette, right, and that broke the cells open, and they injected the cells, essentially the nucleus with a bit of cytoplasm, into an egg. Here's the egg, right, which they had UV irradiated, so it had no genes of its own. Okay, UV irradiation destroys DNA, and DNA is the stuff of genes. So this is an egg here which has been UV irradiated, and it's got no genes left in it, and now we put another set of genes in, but this time from a differentiated cell from the foot pad of the frog. Okay, and then we watch what happens. And the answer is that some 5% of them start dividing in the way that they should, and a small proportion of those will grow up to become whole frogs. Okay. Now, it doesn't work nearly as well as it does with carrots, not nearly so efficiently, and there are some of these injected eggs which will only partially start dividing, and some of them which won't divide at all. But basically, the proof of the pudding is that some of them do. Now, for a long time after people discovered that that worked, okay, people tried to make it work with mammals. Okay, and you can take mammalian eggs and inject things into them, but you have to do it under a microscope, and it's quite difficult to do. And for years and years, they didn't manage to do it. Until someone threw enough money at the problem. Okay, and as is often the case in science, it not only the you need to want to do something, but you need to throw enough money at it. And this was back in the days when people started thinking about genetic manipulation of farm animals. That is, adding genes to farm animals. And they succeeded in doing that. But then they found that these farm animals didn't breed true terribly well. And they wanted to propagate these farm animals. And they couldn't do it. Okay, so they thought, well, we'll have another try at cloning farm animals. Now, no one would have actually chosen a sheep as a desirable experimental model, because they're not a very desirable experimental model. They're large. They only breed once a year. They cost a lot to keep. And things like that. Very difficult to do surgery on them. Okay, but because they had already made these genetically manipulated sheep and they were desperate to keep them going, they threw an enormous amount of money, millions and millions of pounds, at this problem. Okay, and they discovered they could do it. It was done by a guy called Ian Wilmot in his laboratory in Edinburgh. Okay, and basically it's the same experiment as we did with the frogs. Here we've taken, in this case, an unfertilized egg, right? And we take its nucleus out. Okay, we don't kill the nucleus with UV irradiation. We simply take it out by sucking it out. And then we add another nucleus, in this case from a differentiated cell, from a mammary cell, from a breast cell. Okay? And we inject that in, and we can show that there's the nucleus sitting there inside. And then the vital thing appeared to be to take this cell and put an electric charge through it. Again, I've taken this off a website which is not using very very technical language. It says they zapped it with electricity, okay? Zap is the noise you make from a gun, you know. Well, a gun in one of those, you know, electronic shooting studios. Right, so an electronic game type noise. Zapped with electricity, and that makes this nucleus fuse with the cytoplasm. This is the theory. And then you take this and you put it into what we call a surrogate mother. Okay, you need to put it back, because you can't just float it on water like frog spawn and wait for it to divide. You need to put it back in the reproductive tract. Okay, so we took unfertilized eggs and we nucleated them with a micropipette. We took the nucleus out. We added a new nucleus and we fused the eggs and cell with an electrical pulse. And after 277 attempts, they produced a cloned animal. And that's Dolly the sheep. Perhaps the most famous sheep. This is the methodology in real life. This is what a mammalian egg looks like, as we saw before. This is the kind of nucleus size. Okay, so we have to suck up these nuclei and inject them into the middle of the egg. This thing here is what we call a holding pipette. That's a little glass tube to which we apply light suction in order to hold the egg on.